Thanks for hanging out on this Wednesday morning. Joe O, Sammy P. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network. It's that time of the year. Football season is here. We continue with week number one coming down tomorrow. Bunch of line movement in those Thursday games. You have those heavyweight matchups coming up over the weekend. Three top 10 matchups. And then it continues over on Monday. You have Bill Belichick's team playing the first game of the year, which people are going to be very interested to see what happens there. So a lot happening in the college football world, and that's where we're going to go with our power rankings today. We are going to power rank our conference plays that we are looking at coming up, and maybe it's a bit challenging for most because now we're down to basically four conferences. So we'll get to that coming up in just a moment. More college football later on in the show. We'll break down our favorite Heisman plays. Get that coming up. An interesting trend. We're not a trend show, but there is a trend out there involving the Heisman that I do want to discuss. We are also live on X all hour. Bet_sweats. You can find the link there. Watch the video version of this show over on X. You can always listen on the Odyssey app. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you there. Odyssey stations throughout the country as well. And, of course, the podcast. Sam, are you with me? You good audio-wise or no? Apparently not. Always something. See, at the start of the show, it was Sam had video, no audio. I had audio, no video. We eventually got that hammered out for the rest of the hour. But now we're back where we started 1 hour later. But I'm here, and I'll get things rolling here with our power rankings. Favorite conference futures. That's where we're starting. And I'm going to go with a bit of a longer shot at number three. And coming off that Jeff Schwartz conversation, it would make you think, Joe, what the hell are you doing? What an idiotic play that you've got here. But I'm looking for a little bit of value. And I go to the Big Ten Conference. And I understand if you're down on Oregon a little bit with all the changes there. I mean, hey, we're talking about winning the Big Ten. Just because you're saying they're not going to repeat what they did a year ago doesn't mean they're going to be awful. But maybe they slide back and they're not in that championship game with all the changes, including at quarterback. And Ohio State has a lot of changes as well, especially on the defensive side of the ball where they lose their defensive mastermind. In fact, they lose both of their coordinators, a bit of a Lions conversation going on there. So it wouldn't be a surprise that they slide back. Penn State is likely to be in the championship game. And it's a short number on Penn State. If you like them in the Big Ten, I'm not going to fight you on that. But who are they going to play? Keep in mind in this era that a lot of times when you have these mega conferences like the SEC and the Big Ten, the two teams playing in the championship game are probably both going to be in the playoff anyways. And it's really just about seeding. So if I think Penn State's going to be there, who do I think they're going to play? I'm going with a true freshman quarterback. Just because of the value and because of some of the changes that I see. I'm going Michigan 9-1. If you were listening yesterday, you're probably not surprised by this call. But Wink Martindale had that defense playing in the last month of the year. And they were going over some top-notch offenses like Indiana and Ohio State, and they played at a very high level. The thing is, they had no passing offense to speak of last year, and they're expecting that to change. If you're just middle of the pack in the country, that would be a massive upgrade from where they were a year ago. So with a couple of those top teams, I think, taking a half step back, I'm going to say Michigan is back and they do have a softer schedule. So I'm going Michigan 9-1 as my third favorite college football future conference play coming up this year. Number two, let's go with a number that's still in the middle and that's shorter than Michigan, but it's a decent number. Another situation where there's a lot of change, but hey, in this era of college football, sometimes you see change and it happens immediately. You don't need to wait 2-3 years. That's no longer the case because you see change throughout the country. Here's another team that has new coordinators. They spent a ton of money on defense, and they should have. I'm talking about Texas Tech. Their defense was god-awful last year. They're giving up 35 points per game. So they have a ton of transfers, spend a lot of money on this defense. They just bring in five defensive linemen on that position alone. They're new across the board. I'm expecting them to, I'm not saying elite, but can they at least get to that middle of the pack area? Yes. And it's a wide open Big 12. And so you keep the quarterback. You have 13 4-stars coming in on this team. In a wide open conference, I like Texas Tech. I think they're going to get things figured out. And at 6-1, I like that number. And if you look at the odds in that conference, nobody really knows what the hell's going on. That's the message that is being sent with the numbers that are out there. So I go from long shot, medium shot, to now a favorite. It's just plus money, but it's my favorite conference future. In the ACC, I'm not going to overthink it, and I'm just going to go to Clemson. And really, outside of two teams, I can't make a case for any other team winning the conference. So I'm going to keep it with Clemson at plus 120. You look at that outstanding defense led by Tom Allen. You have one of the best quarterbacks in the nation making his return, Cade Klubnik, and you have the most returning production in the nation. That's what you're getting with Dabo. Tough test to start with LSU. They are favored to win that game. They could very much win that game at home, favored by more than a field goal. And then if you look at the rest of the schedule, I'd say the second toughest game is the last regular season game at South Carolina. If they win their first game of the year, like if you look at the road, you can make a case, maybe one loss, maybe none. That's how good I expect Clemson to be. So that's my top play in the conference futures. Clemson plus 120, Texas Tech 6-1, and then Michigan third at 9-1 to win the Big Ten. Joe O, Sammy P, power rankings. We are going over our favorite conference futures. Sam, those are my three. How about you? What are you thinking?
I do love the Clemson one. As you know, I love Clemson this year. But for some reason, Clemson didn't make my list. I don't know why. I guess I woke up and chose violence. Let's go 3-1, as we do. I think this team has the best quarterback in the Big 12. And we've had plenty of guests on this year that keep saying, oh, anybody can win the Big 12. Now, that's hyperbolic, of course. There's probably four or five teams that could win it. But every time I bring this team up, there's pushback. There's hesitation. That's Kansas. I think Jalen Daniels has the potential to be the best quarterback in this conference. And I'm not a prisoner of the moment because I did bet Kansas against Fresno in week zero. I thought it was a great spot, and they rolled. I'm not trying to put too much stock in one win, but I think if they can regress to where they should have been last year, remember, they had the lead in six fourth quarters. They lost all those games. That's almost impossible. Things just went south. It was one of those weird years. But I think there's a really good chance they can get to the Big 12 title game. And if that's the case, you've got 15-1 in your pocket. Even at 1-0, I know it wasn't a conference game, they're still 15-1. I know everybody's talking about, you know, Iowa State and Utah and Kansas State and all that. I think Kansas is worth a pop at 15-1. I love their coach, too. I'm a big Lance Leipold guy. That guy's a winner. He's won everywhere he's been. And I think it was very telling that at the end of last season, right away, he decided we're going to name two new coordinators. It didn't work last year. He made changes. So I think Kansas 15-1 is worth a small pizza bet. You bet a little to win a lot on the Kansas Jayhawks. Number two, Brad Powers says they're his national champion. I'm not quite there. I think my biggest question coming into the season is, can Kalen DeBoer win at this level? He's the head coach, of course, of Alabama. If he can, you are going to be rewarded because most conversations start with Texas, then move to Georgia, then maybe it's an LSU year. Alabama might have the best roster of all of them when it's all said and done. Now, from a power rating standpoint, I have Alabama number four in the country. So I have Texas one, Penn State two, Ohio State three, Bama four. But my gap between Texas and Bama is only 3 points. And that could be way wrong. If Arch Manning isn't as good as people think, I'm going to drop Texas. And if Tyler Simpson is better than market thinks, I'll raise Alabama. I just look at that market, though, and I see 5-1. if they're only 3 points worse than Texas, why are they 5-1 to win the SEC? The math ain't math in there. And I'm a big fan of this roster. I think there's a lot of questions, though, about the coaching staff, because you knew what you were going to get when Nick Saban was running the show. You knew they'd win 10 games every year, and you knew they'd compete and probably play for a chance to go to a national championship. I don't know that we have that there. But if we do, you find out nicely at 5-1. Like, Texas is in that 2.25 range, 250. You get double the trouble, double the price on Bama. I like that look a lot. Let's go Bama 5-1. And then my favorite future. If I talk about this team anymore, I don't know. I don't know if it's possible to even be that clear how much I love Toledo this year. And they are plus 230 to win the MAC. This is the most talented roster in the MAC. It's not even close. And I've talked about this with you, Joe. I'm over the win total, 8.5. That's moved 50 cents. Toledo's over is now minus 160. Wink, wink. But still a good price to win the conference. And I look at that backfield. You add a guy from Ohio State. You add a guy from Virginia Tech. How many teams outside of the Power Four are adding guys like that in the portal? That's not a move that a MAC school makes, but that's what Jason Candle did this offseason. Two power running backs are in the backfield. Who's stopping that? Ball State? Ohio? Western Michigan? Mm-mm. Ain't happening. Now, they're a little too sexy week one against Kentucky, and we did see that move back, by the way. They came in and shoved Kentucky yesterday. They led 7.5, 8, 8.5. That's fine. They're probably going to lose that game. But they could go 11-1, 10-2 this year, and I would be surprised if they don't win them back. I'll also tell you this. There's a sports book in Vegas dealing Toledo plus 130 to win the MAC. Well, you can get plus 230 in the market, a whole dollar higher. So let's look at that sharp shop, see Toledo at plus 130, and scalp that plus 230, which is a bad number. I think this team is absolutely a wrecking ball in this conference. And I love the Toledo Rockets plus 230.
All right, there you go. Toledo number one, Bama number two, Kansas number three. Certainly understand the case for Kansas. That makes perfect sense. You've got a good number. You trust the quarterback. And it's a fairly wide open conference. I'm most interested in the Bama play. And I think I understand it. Like, I'm just at the point with LSU. It's like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, even with one of the best quarterbacks in the nation, like, I'll believe it when I see it, Brian Kelly. Because when it comes to SEC play in the heart of the season, I don't know that you're going to be able to get enough wins to get the job done. And you made a strong case for Georgia, and it starts with Stockton, why they're not the team. We know they kill it at home, but just overall, yep, defense in the trenches, they're always great. But I could see why, okay, I don't want to do LSU. I don't want to do Georgia. You've got the favorite in Texas, and then Bama's sitting there, who nobody wants to take because they don't trust DeBoer. They don't think he's going to be able to turn things around in year number two. And if it doesn't happen, you're probably right. Like, it's either going to be he wins the conference or he's fired.
If they go 8-4, I generally have concerns for his job.
Yeah.
It's always impossible to replace a legend. But at Alabama with Nick Saban, the fan base expected him to win the national title. Unfair? Mm-hmm. Sure. Realistic? Potentially. I mean, they were one of the best teams every single year on paper. We don't know that yet about DeBoer. And again, you could throw a lot of questions out about this season. What are you most unsure of? What do you not know about? I don't know that he can win at this level. That's a guy that's won basically everywhere. But the SEC isn't everywhere, right? The SEC isn't some small D2, D3 school. The SEC isn't Washington. This is the big boys. And you're going neck and neck, and you're fighting for all these five-star recruits. The recruits are there, but now they have to perform on Saturdays.
The band is back together. He's desperate. He brings in OC Ryan Grubb after he got fired from the NFL, and we'll see if it works. They've coached together a long time. Going to be a fascinating watch in the SEC. Joe O, Sammy P, Paul Charchian hangs out next. This is the BetMGM Network.